First, Candace Owens becomes a Catholic because of her husband, and now we see Russell Brand getting baptized, with his wife being a Catholic as well. In recent months, it seems to be a battle between good and evil, and people are choosing sides. Russell Brand, who has had an interesting past, is seeing the light past the drugs, past the women, and past the politics. Well, let's tune in and listen to see what he has to say about his recent experience getting baptized.
Yesterday, I got baptized, and it was an incredible, profound experience, and many of you will have had your own experiences of baptism and will therefore know what I'm talking about. Many aspects of it were very intimate and personal. The truth is this, as a person that has in the past taken many, many substances and always been disappointed with their inability to deliver the kind of tranquility and peace and even transcendence I always felt I've been looking for.
I hope you heard that. You see how he's trying to find a man-made drug to make him feel better, realizing that it's the spirituality, it's God in and of himself that brings that peace and tranquility. I want you to keep that in mind because it's not just drugs. I heard that a man without purpose seeks pleasure. So the purpose is to worship God. The purpose is to be a servant of God. The purpose is to expand God's kingdom. And if you don't have that in your life, then you will chase drugs, you will chase women, and you will chase the other pleasures such as money. Let's keep going.
Something occurred in the process of baptism that was incredible, overwhelming, literally overwhelming, because I was obviously underwater and it was the River Thames at some points. So I felt changed, transitioned. Now, of course, even though it's been less than 24 hours, in the interim period, I've already felt like sort of irritation. I've got 3 children. I've got a job. I've got challenges. I still live in the world. But I feel as if some new resource within me has switched on. So many of your comments have been so beautiful and encouraging, and I really appreciate it. And also even the cynicism, I understand, because some people will just see me as a celebrity. But I don't see me as a celebrity, because I was me when I was a little boy. I was me when I was a junkie. I was me when I was poor. I've been me in all of the different phases.
I think this is another great point. We need to get away from the fact that just because you become a Christian, or just because you convert, or just because you come into money, that things are going to change in your life. You are still a human being. You still have to breathe. You still need food, water, and shelter. You still have to live this thing we call life. And it's going to come with trials and tribulations. The more you read about the prophets, the more you realize that they went through some of the harshest lifestyles that we can ever imagine. Now, as far as this new conversion, I don't know if this thing is a publicity stunt. I don't know if celebrities are just hopping on the new bandwagon trying to get new followers, but I pray in my heart that he is sincere. The article goes on to say that during his 20s, Brand struggled with heroin addiction. He's been open about his recovery process, and in December 2023, he shared that he was 21 years sober. So obviously he is doing this with a clear mind, open heart. What do you think? Do you think this is just another publicity stunt? Do you think celebrities are promoting their spirituality because it's the popular thing to do? Or do you think these people are truly sincere? Well, let me know in the comments below. This is where you can participate. Please subscribe and like if you like things of this nature. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.